A jury hits a wall on Lisa Brady. Fox News. They're partially deadlocked at the federal trial over a suspected plot to target the Michigan governor. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Lisa, jurors in federal court in Grand Rapids tell a judge that they've reached a decision on some charges, though deadlocked on others, in the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The judge telling jurors to keep working on this fifth day of deliberations and that decisions to convict or acquit must be unanimous. Prosecutors call the men anti-government extremists fueled by Whitmer's COVID lockdowns. Defense attorneys told jurors that their clients were all talk and later set up by the FBI. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. Ukrainian officials call it a crime against humanity. A missile attack in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 50 people, including children, at a train station where thousands of people were trying to flee, heeding calls to leave the area before a possible full-scale Russian offensive in the east. Russia denies attacking the rail station. President Biden about to lead a celebration on the White House lawn for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson a day after she won Senate confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court. She'll take Justice Breyer's seat when he retires this summer. Visitors are heading to space.
1-0. Ignition. Stop. Go Falcon. Go Dragon. Godspeed. Axiom 1.
Three businessmen blasting off less than an hour ago from Florida en route to the International Space Station, along with a former NASA astronaut as an escort. They're scheduled to not just be tourists, but conduct experiments for Axiom Space, a company hoping to build its own space station. For now, chartering a rocket ride from SpaceX, the businessmen paying $55 million each for the trip. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's an update on the recovery of a Fox News correspondent badly injured in Ukraine, and it comes from him.
Fox News reporter Benjamin Hall says he wants to start sharing what happened to him in Ukraine, posting a picture of himself on a stretcher on Twitter. It's the first time he's spoken publicly since the vehicle he was in was hit by incoming fire on March 14th. He said in addition to hearing loss, he's lost, quote, half a leg on one side and a foot on the other. One hand is being put together and one eye is no longer working. Two others, Fox photojournalist Pierre Zakshevsky and Alexandra Sasha Kushnova, were killed in the same attack that injured Hall. He paid tribute to them, saying that he and Zakshevsky, quote, traveled the world together and that working was Zakshevsky's joy and his joy was infectious.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Hall is now recovering in the U.S. after spending time at a military hospital in Germany. Two men from Alabama face criminal charges accused of instigating a spring break riot in the town of Panama City, Florida.
More than 160 people were arrested, about 75 illegal guns were confiscated, and several businesses closed during a wild weekend late last month. And two Alabama men are accused of inciting or encouraging a riot after authorities said messages were spread online encouraging the spring break Panamaniac takeover of the town. And now, with takeover events planned for later this month circulating on social media, sheriff's officials in Walton and Okaloosa County say they won't tolerate lawlessness during upcoming weekends in that part of Florida's panhandle. Sal G. Ingrasso, Fox News.
And I meant to say Panama City Beach. It is sentencing day for a former Florida prep school administrator who admitted taking college entrance exams for students in exchange for cash to help wealthy parents get kids into elite universities. Mark Riddle has previously said he's profoundly sorry. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.